relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story. I'm not a big fan of Elton John, but I think that song may be apposite for what happened in the White House Rose Garden yesterday. Yes, I am Sebastian Gorka. I used to work for the president. I was his strategist in the administration. And yesterday I was back in the White House for what I think is one of the most consequential events of his administration. It was the social media summit with 150 leading social media influencers. We'll talk about what happened at the summit later. It was fabulous. We had more than an hour with the president. And then we had a press conference in the Rose Garden. Beautiful day, sunny day. The influencers, the social media personalities, you know who they are. Amazing people such as Mr. O'Keefe from Veritas, my friend Austin Fletcher, Fleckers, many, many others. Dennis Prager's producer was there as well. We were invited by the president to move from the beautiful, beautiful ballroom we were in for the summit to the Rose Garden. And we were given pride of place, seated in front of the president as he gave a historic press conference about the incredible end run that Attorney General Barr has initiated with the president's new executive order to actually find out who lives in America and who is here legally and who is here illegally. So the citizenship question of the census. We'll talk about Attorney General Barr's incredible solution a little bit later. We have a show that is, well, it's pretty exotic for a Friday. We have some incredible guests. We have the strategic communications director for the Trump 2020 campaign, Mark Lotta. We have to get some liners for him, Leroy, to read. We need some liners, okay? He's got a dozen liners. Nicely done, sir. Nicely done. Because that voice is the reason he was Vice President Pence's press secretary. We have Congressman Scott Perry, veteran, in the second hour. We have Kevin Burns. Do you know who Kevin Burns is? Only the creator of Ancient Aliens. We're going to have fun on Friday. I love that show. Then a very special surprise guest, a member of the Trump cabinet, has promised to be on the show in the third hour, and then celebrity chef, Chef Rock. But let's get back to the Rose Garden. So there we are, sitting in a pride of place, listening to the president, listening to Attorney General Barr. They give their press statement, and then they leave back into the Oval. At that point, a man who is an accredited member of the White House Correspondents Association, who has a hard pass around his neck, he has a permanent access pass to the White House as a member of the press corps, proceeds without provocation to scream at the departing president, saying, "Are you going to take any questions?" Like that. screaming. At which point he realizes that the president is returning to the Oval Office, will not be taking questions. And then he says, under his breath, but loud enough for us to hear, F you, you moron. To the president. Yes, you heard correctly. An accredited journalist, member of the press corps, used the F word with the president. Somebody who allegedly is a journalist. His name is Brian Carem, and he's accredited by Playboy and CNN. Yes, to cover the White House, Playboy and CNN. At that point, one of my fellow social media influencers said, Brian, don't be so sad. Because Brian had to stand outside the rope line. He didn't get to sit with us, and he tried to calm him down. Now, we're gonna play you the video. We're going to play you the audio. So I just want you to hear my version of events that has been, how shall I say it, misrepresented by the fake news industrial complex and meant that I have given today already eight interviews on yesterday. I'm not even finished yet, and I've got a radio show to run. At which point, Brian Carem spreads out his arms, looks to all of us, the guests seated in the Rose Garden of the White House, the guests of the president, and says, you are all demonically possessed. And cackles. Well, I've had enough at this point. Why? Because I know Brian Carem. He's verbally abused Sarah Huckabee Sanders for 2.5 years. He's a punk. He's a jackass. So I said, oh, and you're supposed to be a journalist? After insulted all of us. At which point, he shouts, why don't you come outside so we can settle this? Now, this is not some dive bar in Norfolk, New Jersey, where seals hang out. This is the Rose Garden of the White House. We are literally 35 feet from the Oval Office. So I've had enough. I get up. I walk up to this Brian Carem character, Playboy correspondent, and I tell him to his face, you are a punk. You're threatening me with a fight in the Rose Garden of the White House. You are a punk. Now, we have to play the whole audio, the whole video, because at this point, it gets rather entertaining, especially given what my colleague Jim Hansen says about what would happen if I had actually fought Brian Carem outside the White House. But I'll leave that to Jim Hansen's comments. We'll get to that momentarily. But what's the lesson here? Number one, Brian Carem and his colleagues are mentally unstable. They thought the Mueller probe would end up with the president in handcuffs. The narrative is dead and they can't take it. And for them, it is a narrative. It's not about the truth. But the most interesting thing about all of this is how the media responded. Now, because we have the video, there's been great, great setting of the account accurately. But Jim Acosta, a bilio, Jim Acosta of CNN, a colleague of his at New York Times, posted after the event an edited video. Now, what do you think they left out of this altercation? Anything to do with me? No. They included what I did. But what did they edit out? They removed the initial insults and the call to fight from Brian Carem. Why? So that Jim Acosta, the liar, paid by CNN to lie every day and grandstand, could tweet this morning and yesterday, this is what happened in the Rose Garden. Journalists threatened with violence. Jim Acosta, you're a punk as well. You're a liar. You're a fraud, and you are the epitome of fake news. Your ego is only matched in size by the diminutive stature of your IQ, because we catch you at your lies within minutes. Credit to Jim Hansen for posting the full video that, of course, Abilio, who's for some reason ashamed of his Hispanic heritage because he was born Abilio, not Jim, Abilio. Abilio Jim Acosta doctored, they love that phrase, don't they? Doctored the video. Why? Because he wanted to lie about the events. That is the reality of the fake news. That is why people like Brian Karim, Jim Acosta, and the rest of his lying colleagues are what the president calls them, the enemy of the people. But it's okay. We're here. It's almost Saturday, and we're ready to take on the lies of the fake news industrial complex. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network from the Refactor.com studios, live streaming video and audio at sebgorka.com. Our number is 833-33-GORKA. That is 833-334-6752. Next, we will have Mark Lotta of the Trump 2020 campaign and Congressman Scott Perry. Don't you go anywhere. Stay with us here on America First.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
While I'm searching for the perfect balance, there's hundreds of thousands of chemicals just in an apple alone, and hundreds of thousands in an orange, and all of them. If I can just remove the water without damaging all of the other chemistry, then I can pack it more dense. I never imagined that I would be able to get it down to 3 fruit capsules and 3 vegetable capsules and have the same nutrient value as eating over 10 servings of fruits and vegetables every day.
Experience the difference for yourself. Receive 25% off your first preferred purchase of Balance of Nature. Plus, get a set of convenient travel bottles containing a free additional week's supply of Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. You will still receive free shipping on every order. This is a limited offer and may end at any time. Call 800-2468-751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code GORKA.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Ah, the bull elk's bugle, one of nature's most wondrous sounds. That is not a bull elk, that's Kim. Her RV sewage tank is spewing all over her camper. Way, way out in the middle of elk country. Yep, there's an elk. And that's Kim. It's wild out there. When it gets too wild, Progressive has your RV covered. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
You know, I'm not a genius about money. I love my credit cards, and they love me. I was using them as a source of income, and then I got behind in my payments, and creditors were calling. I figured I had a problem, and I didn't know how to deal with it. I heard about Trinity, so I called and talked to a counselor. In half an hour, we worked out a plan. Now I've got one easy monthly payment, a lower interest rate, and I'm getting out of debt.
If you're in an endless cycle of paying on credit card balances that never seem to go away, then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity will consolidate your accounts, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976. Call 1-800-990-6976.
We're in the thick of summer, and Blinds.com is here to make sure you stay cool. Head to Blinds.com now for incredible site-wide savings on blinds, shades, and plantation shutters, custom-made to fit any style and budget. Order with confidence, knowing Blinds.com has been in business for 23 years, and they're America's number one online retailer of custom window coverings. From their award-winning design consultants to their 100% satisfaction guarantee, Blinds.com is with you every step of the way. Go to Blinds.com now for incredible savings site-wide on blinds, shades, plantation shutters, and more. Plus, save an extra $20 with promo code PRAGER. And you can get your perfect look today at Blinds.com and pay over time with PayPal credit. That's Blinds.com for incredible site-wide savings, plus an extra $20 off with promo code PRAGER. Blinds.com, promo code PRAGER. PayPal credit is subject to credit approval. Details at Blinds.com/PayPal.
I never boxed. I did judo. I love the wrestling and the leg swipes, all that stuff. But hey, whatever gets you where you need to go, right? But the music is apt, especially since we have somebody here who represents perhaps the most pugnacious politician we have in America today, and that is Mark Lauder. He is Mr. Strategic Communications for the Trump campaign, former press secretary to the Vice President Mike Pence. Welcome to the studio, Mark.
Ah, it's great to be back.
We have that voice. Every time just gets me every time. Look, we have so much to discuss. We're going to talk about the Democrat campaign, the speech given by Joe Biden. But first, have you followed this thing that happened in the Rose Garden yesterday, this little thing?
Yeah, I was watching it on Twitter yesterday.
Should we just expect this from the press corps? Do we just resign ourselves? Because somebody asked me, what took so long for somebody to call them out? Because the president does it every day. Sarah did, your colleagues did. But why do we have to wait for 2.5 years for somebody to just put these punks in their place? They're getting worse, aren't they, Mark Lauder?
Well, it's one thing to be adversarial. That's their job. Their job is to ask tough questions, and our job is to answer them. But when you take it to a personal level, when you stoop to the levels that we have seen in by some, it takes it to an entirely new level. And I spent the first 15, 13 years of my life out of college as a journalist. I studied to be a journalist. And what I'm seeing...
Would you have insulted the people sitting in the Rose Garden verbally, all of them? Is that what you learned?
You don't insult people. You ask questions. As soon as you stoop to insulting, you're expressing an opinion, you're expressing bias, and that crosses the line of what a true journalist is supposed to be.
Should there be ramifications when you do that as an accredited journalist? Because this is what people are asking me every day. How did this guy, who's been verbally abusive to Sarah Huckabee Sanders repeatedly, has a reputation amongst his colleagues in the Correspondents Association. Why is he there?
Well, this is one of those times when I think it's best if they police themselves.
If they do.
And right. If they don't, then they should be held accountable for it. I mean, that's why we see, look at the failing ratings of CNN. I just saw, that they are down even further.
Yes.
Their prime time ranks 15th. In prime time, they're getting beat by the
Yogi
TLC
Bear.
Channel.
Yogi Bear.
Yeah.
Yogi Bear. So reruns of Yogi Bear.
The market has a way of correcting itself. And now we need them to correct themselves, because you always start getting into a weird area when it's the government trying to do that kind of policing itself. That's what the First Amendment was is designed to protect.
Right.
But they've got to learn to
But
do
it's
it.
A privilege. Being in the Rose Garden is not a right.
No.
You can be a journalist, but nobody has the right to be a journalist in the Rose Garden. That's a privilege, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
So as a result, there should be certain decorum that these individuals follow. And when you see grandstanding, you see, the way that they insult, berate the people who are doing their job, policing themselves may not be enough, in my opinion.
Well, I wonder, because you do have the front row. The mainstream, what most people consider to be the mainstream media, which are your major television
right.
networks, your major wire services, and your newspapers. And they have to look at these kinds of interactions and seeing it as a direct reflection on them. Even though it wasn't them, it wasn't their people that were doing it. When one acts badly, it makes everyone look badly.
But in an age where clickbait sometimes is more important than accuracy, you wonder whether market forces will dominate in a way that brings us decorum. Because at the end of the day, fake news is a real thing. You know better than anyone, right?
Oh, absolutely. And we've already started to see. I can't remember which one, but it was one of the columnists for the New York Times.
Yes.
Said the number of clicks go up when I write something horribly negative about the president. Okay, is that why you're writing something horribly negative about the president? And look, we understand. I remember from my time in journalism as a television producer, I was behind the scenes. We knew what types of stories drove viewership. Weather is the number one reason why people watch local television news.
And traffic.
But you need to actually have weather and traffic to lead with. You can't just lead, it's going to be sunny today. So you measure those things, and you know that. But it's still, there's a journalistic responsibility there. And that's where I think some in the industry have failed, that clickbait is now driving coverage rather than reflecting what people it is. There's always a balance between what do people need to know and what do they want to know.
And also one more thing, when they want to be the story, when the journalist wants to be the story, that's just wrong.
That's never going to change. There's always been one truth, is that the media loves talking about themselves more than anything else.
Right. We're talking to Mark Lotter. Follow him right now, Mark with a C_Lotter, L-O-T-T-E-R. Let's move to the 480 days we have left of the campaign. Oh, my gosh. It's only 480 days. Is Joe Biden's campaign toast, Mark Lotter? I mean, should he just roll up the tents and leave?
You have to wonder. I mean, our pollster a few weeks ago had posted something where he predicted that Joe Biden would not be leading the Democrat field by October. And that was before the Miami debates, and I think that may have hastened it a little bit. But you don't know. It's so hard to tell. I mean, if you go back to 2007, Hillary Clinton was leading Barack Obama by double digits.
Yes.
Jeb Bush was still leading in. You know, Rudy Giuliani, I think, was destined to be the 2008 nominee. It was going to be Clinton Giuliani. It didn't work out that way in 2008. So
is this just voodoo? We just have to roll dice and see what happens in 480 days?
Well, we'll see, at least on the Democrat side here, in the next year. We don't even know who's going to. Well, we know one side of the ticket has been filled. It will be President Trump.
Right.
The question is which one of these 24, 25 candidates, whoever emerges from that field, bloodied, broken, inheriting a DNC, a Democrat National Committee, which is really nothing more than a bag of wet cement that you're going to put on your back, and then you get to get into the ring with President Donald Trump. That's not got to be something that they've got to be looking forward to.
One of the things the president shared with us yesterday, before the Rose Garden in the summit that we had, he said, he just, you know, the way he shares stories along the way, he said he was flying from the G20, he was flying from a meeting with Putin to meet with Xi Jinping of China. And he was watching on TV or DVR, what have you, the second Democrat debate. And then he saw them ask, would you provide taxpayer-funded medical insurance to illegal aliens? And every candidate puts his hand up. The president said, guys, can we just rewind that? Because I don't believe that happened. How do their strategists actually tell them that this is smart, Mark Lotter?
They can't, because the one thing we've already seen is that they told CNN they can't do that in their debate in Detroit. So there will be no raising of hands. There will be no going down the line and asking one word answers, you know, trying to get
consensus. So the truth should be avoided.
Correct. The truth should be avoided. Because as we said, and I said this right after the debates, I was down there. Every moment they were talking about policy, President Trump was winning.
Right.
Whether it's free health insurance, decriminalizing border crossings. And the thing I've said, you know, it sounds interesting. Some of them are saying, well, you know, it's still going to be a civil violation. And I'm like, people have traveled 1,000 miles. Right. 30% of the women are being sexually assaulted. Right. And you think a parking ticket is going to actually deter people from making that trip?
Well, that's when the American people see through the insanity. We're talking to Mark Lotter. He's guiding us along the way for 480 days. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Follow him on Twitter, MARC_LOTTER. He is Mr. Strategic Communications for the Trump 2020 campaign. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Our number is 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-892-2307 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-892-2307 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-892-2307 now and start learning to trade the right way. Call 855-892-2307. Prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-892-2307 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-892-2307 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-892-2307 now and start learning to trade the right way. Call 855-892-2307. Prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Facebook and Google. Do you think they value your privacy? It's actually the opposite. Big tech companies make a lot of money from your personal data. Gmail by Google, along with Yahoo, AOL, and other free email providers, have a history of scanning mailboxes and delivering targeted ads within those accounts. There's no such thing as a free lunch. Somebody has to pay. And you're paying with your personal private information. Ronald Reagan would not stand for this. He believed your freedom and your privacy were individual rights that came from God and were protected by our Constitution. Take back your God-given right to privacy now. Get a Reagan email address at reaganprivacy.com. Unlike other mail providers, they don't scan or record your emails. A Reagan email address costs as little as $33 a year. That's only 9 cents a day. Plus, get 2 free bonus months when you sign up now. Get your Reagan email address today at reaganprivacy.com. That's reaganprivacy.com.
Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses. And right now, listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/America. That's ZipRecruiter.com/America. One more time. To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/America.
I beg your pardon. I never promised you a rose garden along with the sunshine. There's gotta be a little rain sometime. When you take, you gotta give. So live and let live or let go. Oh, I beg your pardon. I never promised you a rose garden.
You're listening to America First with Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Donald J. Trump.
Seriously, how epic is that voice? People compliment me, but I'm sorry, that is That sounds like it's from a computer. It's so perfect. He is Mark Lotter, and we love that bump. Follow him, M-A-R-C underscore L-O-T-T-E-R. He is Mr. Strategic Communications for the Trump 2020 campaign. Go to their website right now. Be a part of the team, DonaldJTrump.com. They're having events in Greenville.
Greenville, North Carolina.
And Cincinnati.
Cincinnati.
Exciting. Register for free. I'm going to ask you lots of questions about politics, but first I'm going to mercilessly exploit you on live radio.
Well, I expect nothing less.
I need you to read the highlighted liners, and Leroy is going to record them because our listeners love Mark Lotter's voice. Hit it!
Okay, let's see here. With breaking news, here's Sebastian Gorka.
Love it.
Oh, see, this one, I'm going to have to change my voice. All right.
You can do it. You can do it.
With the deepest voice in talk radio, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Sorry. Do that one again.
With the deepest voice in talk radio, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Epic. Got a thumbs up from Leroy in the booth there.
I didn't want to have a lower voice than you.
Don't worry.
America first. On the side of the U.S. Constitution, America first.
Epic. All right, back to work. We've exploited you enough. What is the connection? You made a very interesting comment to me offline. Is there some kind of connection between peanut farmer Jimmy Carter and Joe Biden, who, according to Robert Gates, hasn't been right on a policy issue for 4 decades?
I made the point earlier today on Fox. I was doing an interview, and so Joe Biden did a foreign policy speech yesterday, and I was comparing it to the infamous Jimmy Carter malaise speech of the late 1970s, and I called Biden's speech yesterday the abdication speech, because when you look at what he was actually saying, his foreign policy is abdicating U.S. leadership on the world stage to other countries.
Which is what we saw under Obama.
Which is exactly what we saw. I mean, this president, as you well know, is all about working to build alliances, to build coalitions together.
Deal with threats.
Absolutely. You saw that with North Korea, where he rallied the Asian community around putting the maximum pressure campaign. But he's also not afraid to go it alone. And when our European allies were sticking in the flawed Iran deal, he's like, well, then we're going it alone because it's in America's best interest.
Right.
And so what you saw basically yesterday was nothing more than Joe Biden saying, if I'm elected president, I will abdicate our interests to what other countries think our interests should
so
be.
We've got 2 minutes left. I have to ask you, maybe this is weird. Mark Lotter, who does that appeal to? Saying that America shouldn't lead, that we're not good, that others should shape the world. Who does he think he's winning over?
Well, I think he's winning over the liberal elite, Acela class liberals who believe that America should be dictated to by Europe.
Because
by
we're
others,
the problem.
Because we're the problem. And it's just sad because we know. And know the president, you know, and worked so closely in this area that he does treasure those alliances. But he's not going to let us be taken advantage of with them, whether it is our friends. And sometimes the most difficult discussions we have to have, even in our own personal lives, are with friends.
Yeah.
And so if we have to tell our friends that we still love you as friends, but you're not going to take advantage of us anymore, or we're going to disagree with you on decisions you have made, he's going to have that serious conversation. So that's what you see with NATO needing to keep their financial commitment.
Finally,
they're seeing it do it. Whether it is no more taking advantage of us, even amongst our allies with flawed trade deals, he's going to do it. And abdicating our leadership on the world stage just makes the world a more dangerous place.
Yes, indeed. We saw that with his predecessor at the end of the Obama administration. Shocking. Just a statement of fact. We had 65 million refugees in the world, and a historic record, more than we had in 1945. After 6 years of global war, we had more when Obama was president. Why? Because he said, we're going to lead from behind, we'll have strategic patience, others can take the initiative. That's when everybody suffers, America included. We have been talking to Mark Lotter. Follow him right now on Twitter at Mark with a C underscore Lotter, L-O-T-T-E-R. Go to Donald JTrump.com. Sign up, donate, be a part of Team Trump, because you know 2020 is going to be more important than 2016. I'm Sebastian Gorka. We are broadcasting from ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, the totally natural supplement that attacks pain and inflammation at source. I'm not reading a script. I'm telling you the truth because I've lived it. When we launched the show, I took Relief Factor for 2 weeks, and it resolved for me a 9-year lower back pain issue that disappeared and has yet to come back. That is the experience of tens of thousands of you, our listeners, and that's why people like Dennis Prager, Hugh Hewitt, Mike Gallagher endorse this product so wholeheartedly, as do I. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Get your 3-week quick starter pack for $19.95. What can you get today for $19.95? I'll tell you what. You can get relief from daily aches and pains by going to ReliefFactor.com. See the testimonials from across the country of Americans who are getting their lives back. How much is liberation from pain worth it to you? $19.95, it's a real deal, and it is the real deal. ReliefFactor.com. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. The number here, your calls, 833-33-GORKA, G-O-R-K-A. That is 833-334-6752. Whatever you do, don't touch that dial.
A cure for everything.
The hope of the future.
This technology has the potential to change the lives of everyone.
On Thursday, July 18th, former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich and biotech investment expert Mark Lichtenfeld will take the stage for the 2019 American Health and Wealth Summit, where they'll discuss the single most important scientific breakthrough of this century, something economists are saying could create a $1 trillion market over the next decade. It could radically improve every American's health, unburden our economy from the current healthcare fiasco, and even help many smart, forward-looking Americans like you fund their retirements. This online event is free to attend, but you must register in advance. For details on the 2019 American Health and Wealth Summit this July 18th at 1 p.m., text the keyword WEALTH to 76076 or visit us online at ushealthandwealthsummit.com.
By texting WEALTH to 76076, you agree to be called or texted at your number with automated technology with marketing messages from the Oxford Club, even if your number is on a national, state, or corporate to not call list. Consent is not a condition of purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
You know, I'm not a genius about money. I love my credit cards, and they love me.
I was using them as a source of income, and then I got behind in my payments, and creditors were calling. I figured I had a problem, and I didn't know how to deal with it. I heard about Trinity, so I called and talked to a counselor. In half an hour, we worked out a plan. Now I've got one easy monthly payment, a lower interest rate, and I'm getting out of debt.
If you're in an endless cycle of paying on credit card balances that never seem to go away, then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity will consolidate your accounts, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976. Call 1-800-990-6976.
How you feel in bed matters, whether you're awake or you're asleep. So make your bed the most comfortable place in your house with a fresh set of Boll & Branch sheets. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. Our signature soft sheets are made exclusively from the finest organic cotton on earth. They start out soft and get softer and softer over time. You can't find sheets like this in a big box store because we're not there. These are $1,000 sheets for a couple $100 and the only sheets loved by 3 U.S. presidents. Not to mention, 97% of our customers surveyed said they sleep better on Boll & Branch sheets. You get 100 nights to fall in love with your new Boll & Branch sheets, but you'll only need one. Shipping is always free, and right now, get $50 off your first set of sheets at BollAndBranch.com with promo code CALM, spelled B-O-L-L and Branch.com. Promo code CALM for $50 off. BollAndBranch.com. Promo code CALM.
Okay, let's get serious for a moment. There's a prankster who called in last week, thought he was very clever by pranking me. He's not very funny. I checked out his Twitter feed. He goes by the name of, what's this stupid name he has here? Prank Stallone. This individual, believe it or not, he has a channel on YouTube where all he does is call up conservative radio shows to prank them. That's how sad this man is. Now, I challenged him to come on the show and justify what he does and explain why he's not a child. And he agreed initially, but now he's threatening because he's not getting on the show today. He's rung about 50 times today from different phone numbers. He's threatening to dox one of our guests. Now, I know who you really are, Mr. James. And if you release personal private information of me or any guest, be prepared for the full legal consequences. I'm not messing with you. I am promising you. If you threaten to dox one of my guests or me or any of my staff, you better be ready, you punk, for the full weight of the law. Did you hear me? Back to your calls. 833-33. And don't call again. Do not call us again unless you wish to escalate this and receive a desist letter from my lawyers by Monday. Not just my lawyers, but the Salem Corporation. Claro, Mr. James? Well, call board is full. The numbers, if anybody drops off, 833-33-GORKA. That is 833-334-6752. Oh, our friend Victor in Silver Spring. Victor, welcome to America First.
Thank you. And guess what?
What?
I heard the Freedom Forum announced today on the Chris Plant Show, so I'm going.
Good for you. Yes, it's going to be, where's it going to be? It's going to be
September 28th.
At the theater in what's
Rackham
it called?
Center.
Yeah, no, it's that theater where they usually have. Oh, and Mark Levin's going, right?
Yes, and some of the other people too, Mary and Vince and Larry O'Connor.
Yes, so excited. So maybe I'll see you there.
Oh, I'm definitely going to be there. I got to see you, and my best girl wants to see you too.
You have a best girl as well, like Chris Plant?
Yes.
That's best girl thing. It's going around. Hey, Victor.
All right, I got a question.
Welcome aboard. What's your question for today, Victor?
I keep hearing how great the blacks and the Hispanics and women are doing when it comes to employment, but the one minority group I never hear about, what about the handicapped, the disabled? How are they doing in this economy?
Yeah, it's actually, I was looking for it because I saw what you said on the call screener. I have it in my show prep notes from a prior week, but I saved it. There's the list the president gave me of the factual talking points with the economy in the last 2.5 years. And one of the things that I'm really proud the president included in there are the statistics of the number of handicapped people who are getting back to the workforce, people who have been positively affected by the president's policies. I haven't memorized it, but as soon as I find it, I'll read it into the record on the show. But you're absolutely right. Just like every other class of society, every kind of U.S. individual, the handicapped people in America are benefiting from the Trump phenomena.
Because sometimes I feel like I'm the forgotten minority.
Don't be. He cares. Look, let me just tell you one thing, Victor, and thank you for calling. I realized within a week of working for Donald Trump that he wants you to two things he wants for America. He wants you, Victor, and your loved ones, your best gal. He wants you and your family to be safe, and he wants you to prosper. And here's the kicker. He wants it for you, irrespective of who you are, even if you voted for Hillary. That's Donald Trump. If you're an American, if you're here legally, he wants you to be safe, and he wants you to prosper, and that most assuredly includes you, Victor. Thank you for calling, Victor. I'll get the stats, and we will read it into the show. Line one, Ryan in New York. Welcome to America First.
Hey, Sebastian, you're playing my music. The Rocky theme has to stay with you. Sebastian, it has to stay with you, please.
That was a classic. That you're now a folk hero. I saw that video. I sent it out to all my friends. They all love it. Now they're all listeners. This thing is great. It's got to stay that way. We want it. And I could tell you, you know, you sit back and you think, these journalists sit there and they just think they could throw high, hard fastballs at people and not be responded to.
Okay, let me say something, Ryan. And this is, look, this isn't about me, okay? It's about them. It's about the lies. It's about the arrogance. But you know what really annoys me? And doesn't annoy me, it saddens me. That it took me. The president's doing it every day, right? The people who are fighting for him in the administration do it every day. But why did we have to wait 2.5 years for me, just a guest of the president, just one of 150 people, to call this punk out for who he is? Where's the fighting spirit in America? This is what we have to get back to. But thank you for your call. Great call. And I think the Rocky theme music is popular. Let's go to, yes, Hawaii. We love it when Paul calls Hawaii. Line 4. Greetings. Aloha, Paul.
Aloha, Dr. Gorka. Two comments, one light and one a little more serious. The best bumper music on the, you know, your music is so good, who needs to listen to rock and roll?
How you made my day. You made my engineer's month. Thank you, Paul. Thank you.
I've got a few years on you, so I'm going to make a suggestion.
Okay, you've got 30 seconds, Paul. Hit me.
Okay, the original theme that you played by Bill Conti is excellent, but I had the opportunity to ride on a plane many years ago with the Maynard Ferguson Jazz Group.
Wow.
Listen to Maynard Ferguson's jazzed up version of Rocky. Now,
okay,
that's my light news. On my serious news, yesterday, and I love the guest.
You got 10 seconds, Paul. Squeeze it in.
That secular humanism, we don't talk about it anymore.
Oh, the guest yesterday, Sargon. You liked Sargon?
Yes, and I noticed that nobody uses that term that my generation used to use 15,
secular,
20 years ago.
Secular humanism. Yes, we're going to talk about, we're going to get Sargon in studio. If you missed it, it's on YouTube. Check it out, Sargon of Akkad. Thank you, Paul. Dear friends, are you aware that gold has reached its highest price in 6 years, and it could go much higher? Please, call my friends at the Midas Gold Group. If you don't add physical gold or silver to your portfolio, you could miss an amazing opportunity. Call Midas Gold Group, veteran-owned precious metals dealer, rated A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. Get their free guide to owning bullion and coins. Call 480-360-3000. That's 480-360-3000. If you already own precious metals, that's fine. They'll give you a free holdings evaluation to make sure you're on the right track. Learn how you can add gold to your investments. There's no catch. Just call for the free guide right now. Midas Gold Group, 480-360-3000. That's 480-360-3000. Tell them Sebastian Gorka sent you. Back to your calls next. Thank you, everybody, so far for calling in. The number is 833-33-GORKA. That is 833-334-6752.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-892-2307 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-892-2307 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-892-2307 now and start learning to trade the right way. Call 855-892-2307. 2307, prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Morning Bullets is asking for the public to respond to a nationwide poll that could help shape political policy in 2020. This is your chance to be heard by the decision makers all the way up the chain. Their question: Should the federal government provide free health care to illegal immigrants? Yes or no? Visit TrumpsPulseOnAmerica.com to let your voice be heard before the decisions are made for you. Medical services are guaranteed by the Emergency Treatment and Active Labor Act and require hospitals to provide care regardless of citizenship, legal status, or ability to pay. The Federation for American Immigration Reform reported that medical expenditures for illegal immigrants was over $17 billion in 2017 alone. The decision is up for debate, and the policymakers want to hear what the public thinks. Should the federal government provide free health care to illegal immigrants? Yes or no? Go to TrumpsPulseOnAmerica.com now to vote. That's TrumpsPulseOnAmerica.com. TrumpsPulseOnAmerica.com. Be heard.
This is a message to all you snowflakes out there. Resist this.
Yes, indeed. That is our motto, especially after yesterday. Resist this. I might have to owe somebody an apology. Dawn, line 2, Florida. Welcome to America First.
Hi, how are you?
Better than I deserve.
Yeah, so you called the caller a coward and you called him a little girl. And those are actually contrary things. I'm a grown-up girl who survived a pretty traumatic childhood. And little girls are some of the most courageous people I know. So I feel like you owe little girls everywhere an apology.
Mea culpa, Dawn. You are right. Little girls are wonderful. They're made of sugar and spice. We know what the rhyme says. How about what can I come up with? He's a coward. He's a sad little coward. You know who you are, Mr. Frank Prankster. But I apologize. Thank you, Dawn, for calling. Great point, great point. Let's go to line 4. Keith in Pittsburgh. Welcome to America First.
Hey, Dr. Gorka.
Hey.
I'm a huge fan of yours, by the way.
I hope so. It's because it's only fans and crazy liberals who call in. There's two choices.
Listen, I was talking with Mike Gallagher this morning.
And good. He had a great show. I caught the first hour today. Mike was on fire today.
Oh, yes, he was. And he talked about, Dr. Gorka, you being at the White House outside and some numbskull from the media confronted you. I was hoping you'd elaborate on that. In my view, you used supreme restraint and not taking it any further.
Well, thank you kindly. Yes, I opened the show with my recounting of that. We'll actually play you the audio in the next hour. We'll play you the video if you're watching us on the video stream at sebgorka.com of exactly what happened. Mike's summary in his, I think it was his A block, the open of the show, Mike Gallagher's summary of the events were spot on. If you haven't heard what happened, go to YouTube. We've put it up there already. Just go to my name, Sebastian Gorka, on YouTube. You'll get the full details. We'll show you the video in the next hour. At the end of the day, a member of the fake news industrial complex insulted all the guests of the president in the Rose Garden and then challenged me to a fight. I wasn't having any of it, and I called him what he is. That little man, Brian Curran, is a punk. He's not a journalist. He's like a Billy O. Jim Acosta, and well, the rest is history, as we say. If you go to Twitter, I think I was trending on Twitter for hours because of what happened yesterday. But look, somebody had to do it. It's been too long. They've gotten away with arrogance, with being facetious, rude, and lying to America for far too long. The president led the way. I just took his example and his inspiration. And that really is one of the reasons why we're here on America First, on the Salem Radio Network, from the ReliefFactor.com studios. More with Congressman Scott Perry and Kevin Burns after this message.
Impressive. Most impressive.
Warning. Property protected by electric fence. Sharks sighted in water.
Warnings are truly handy.
Bridge out.
But you may not always get a warning when it comes to threats to your identity or the personal information on your devices. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection includes Norton Security for even more protection. LifeLock uses proprietary technology to help detect identity threats, like your personal info for sale on the dark web. And Norton Security protects up to 5 devices from ransomware and other online threats. Plus, if you have a problem, our agents will work to fix it. Of course, no one can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but having someone looking out for you...
Warning, minefield ahead.
...will help keep you out of danger. Join now and get 10% off your first year. Go to LifeLock.com and enter promo code SMART. That's promo code SMART for 10% off. LifeLock with Norton. More detection, more protection.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.